Welcome to Vilnius Life, Legends of Fauna, a mini podcast series that revolve around the stories that portray animals in a sense of awe and admiration and fear for some. These stories help us find out whether these may have affected and molded the modern world treatment of animals. Without much ado, I present to you Vishal and Shashwat, your hosts for Legend of Fauna. So, let's dive in.
Hey there, and welcome back to yet another episode of Wilderness Life's Legends of Fauna. I am Vishal.
And I am Shashwat. And our episode for the day is The Tale of Cats. Well, cats are a rather peculiar choice on this list of animals for this podcast. Well, evidently, cats are usually home pets. So why are they really on the list?
The cats have a very rich lineage. It is a common belief that all cats come from some combination of Egyptian cats. So with that in mind, we will start from the very roots, the Egyptian mythology. A lot of the story of Egyptian mythologies revolve around cats. The ancient Egyptians held cats in the highest esteem. The penalties for injuring or killing a cat were severe. They worshipped a cat goddess, often represented as half feline, half woman, whom they called Bastet. The main center for the worship of Bastet was in northern Egypt at the city of Bubastis. The festival honoring Bastet was described as one of the largest and most enthusiastically celebrated in all of Egypt by visiting the Greek historian Herodotus. Large cave trees were maintained by the temple priests, and a vast cemetery of mummified cats has been excavated outside of Bubastis. Thousands of small cat sculptures probably left with the offerings to the temple by devotees have also been recovered at Bubastis.
Perhaps the earliest feline Egyptian goddess recorded was called Mafdet and is described in the pyramid texts as killing a serpent with her claws. A representation of Mafdet found on a stone vase in a tomb at Abydos shows a large cat, probably a cheetah or a leopard. While the Egyptians had several other feline goddesses, such as the lioness-headed Sekhmet, only Bastet was represented by the domesticated cat. Bastet is the Egyptian goddess of the home, domesticity, women, secrets, cats, fertility, and childbirth. She protected her home from evil spirits and disease, especially diseases associated with women and children. As with many deities in the Egyptian religion, she also played a role in the afterlife, as a guide and helper to the dead. Although this was not one of her primary duties. She was the daughter of the sun god Ra and is associated with the concept of the Eye of Ra and the distant goddess.
But while one culture regarded them with such high powers, the other culture, the Greeks, regarded them as the carrier of death. Did you know gata is Greek for cat? But ancient Greek words such as ailurophobia, which was the fear of cats, were derived from the name Ailuros.
Ailuros was the Greek name for the Egyptian goddess Bast. The ancient Greeks saw Bast as a version of their lunar goddess Artemis. Although the domestic cat was not as popular in Greece as in either Egypt or Rome, they were a very familiar part of family life. The comic playwright Aristophanes liked to include cats in his productions and often used the phrase, "the cat did it," for comic effect. Another tale was from Ovid. Ovid recounts the tale of Galinthias, one of the servants of Princess Alcmene, the mother of Hercules and the wife of Amphitryon. Zeus disguised himself as Amphitryon and made Alcmene pregnant. This made Hera, the wife of Zeus, very angry, and she resolved to prevent the birth. However, Galinthias played a trick on Hera, which enabled Alcmene to successfully give birth to Hercules. Hera was furious and took her revenge on Galinthias by turning her into a cat and sending her to the underworld to act as a priestess of Hecate, who was the goddess of death and the queen of witches. Since then, black cats were thought to be an omen of death because of their connection with Hecate.
Cats are also considered to be familiar to witches. Familiar basically here apply as guardians. It was thought that cats were always present around the witch to guard them of evil magic and protect them, and soon became a connection to magic and bad luck. Like the superstition that you should change your path if a black cat crosses you. Black cats have long been associated with death and darkness, since many equated the Black Death with God's wrath against sin, and that cats were often considered in league with the devil. Thanks to their aloof and independent nature, cats were killed in masses. Had this bias towards cats not existed, local rodent populations could have been kept down, lessening the spread of plague-infected fleas from host to host. Folklore dating back to as early as 1607 tells us that a cat will suffocate a newborn infant by putting its nose to child's mouth, sucking the breath out of the infant. While the Greeks strongly equated them to bad omens, the Norse, on the other hand, were grateful to them and saw them as helpers. A few of Norse mythologies talk about cats as selfless and divine.
The Norse goddess Freya had a chariot drawn by two large grey or blue cats called Gibcats in the Prose Edda. They were given to her by Thor and used by Freya to travel to the funeral of her lover Baldur. Like Bast, she was a goddess of hunting and warfare, as well as a goddess of love and beauty, and the cat was a sacred animal. She apparently had such a soft spot for cats that she would bless those who were kind to them. If there was fine weather on the day of a wedding, the bride was said to have fed the cat well. Another tale talks about Fenrir, the wolf god who was the son of Loki. This tale tells us that Fenrir was destined to destroy Odin during Ragnarok, but was restrained by a magical chain known as Gleipnir, which was made of six magical ingredients: the beard of a woman, the roots of a mountain, the sinews of a bear, the breath of a fish, the spit of a bird, and the sound of a cat's walking. Utgard Loki, the king of frost giants, who are the enemies of Asgard, gave Thor a number of tasks to test his strength, one of which was a huge cat. When Thor was only able to lift one paw, Utgard Loki and the other giants laughed at him and said that he was weak. But later, Utgard Loki came clean and admitted that the cat was in fact the serpent Jormungandr, another one of Loki's sons, also known as the Midgard Serpent or the World Serpent, who is destined to die at the hands of Thor during Ragnarok. As the serpent was large enough to encircle the world, the cat was a great deal heavier than it appeared, and the giants were secretly impressed by his strength. The myth goes on to state that Thor's victory will be short-lived, as he is destined to take only 9 steps after killing Jormungandr before dying himself. The 9 steps are probably equated to the number of lives that a cat has.
However, the way controversies had it, cats had a really tough time in the Middle Ages, thanks to Christianity's cruelest manhunt ever, the killing of witches. Cats were despised by the church. During this period, devout Christians associated cats with witches, Satan, and dark magic. The black cat in particular was feared the most. Black cats were thought to be devil's little minions and were often mentioned in the tales about witches, usually described as riding with a witch on her broomstick. It was believed that a cat's bite was poisonous, as was its flesh. And if you breathed its breath, you had been infected with tuberculosis. When the bubonic plague swept the European continent in the 14th century, killing up to 60% of the human population in some regions, the church blamed the devil. As the church was determined to stop the devil in his dark mission, it engaged in hunting down witches and liquidating cats. The church believed that the cats were helping the devil and were responsible for the Black Death. They began what later turned out to be a 1,000-year killing spree of cats. Many cats, especially all black cats, were destroyed during the wave of the plague, and their owners at times were persecuted as well. Another story of Christianity talks about one of the Bible stories that Adam's ex-wife Lilith was a demonic figure who liked to eat babies. Lilith had the power of taking the shape of a giant black polymorphous cat. Another biblical story talks about the birth of cats. In the Bible, cats were the only creatures on earth who were not made by God at the time of creation. When God covered the world with water and Noah set his ark afloat, the ark became infested with rats eating up the stores of wood. Noah prayed for a miracle, and a pair of cats sprang to life from the mouths of the lion and lioness. They set to work and quickly dispatched all the rats but for the original two. As their reward, when the boat reached dry land, the cats walked at the head of the great procession of Noah's animals. Which is why the legend concludes, all cats are proud to this very day. Similar to Norse and Egyptian mythologies, Japanese also carry high regards for cats.
In Japan, all cats were generally loved, but the iconic Japanese talisman, the Maneki Niko, or the beckoning cat, was especially valued as it was believed to bring good financial fortune to its family. The legend says that one day, long time ago, the beckoning cat stood before the doors of the Gotokuji temple in Japan and raised its paw to a passing lord. The feudal lord followed the cat into the temple. Just a few moments later, a lightning bolt struck the exact spot the feudal lord had been standing in. The beckoning cat was credited for saving his life, and even to this day, it is a symbol of success, harmony, and happiness. The tortoiseshell cats are also believed to be lucky in Japan, especially the tortoiseshell male cats. In China, where the goddess Li Shao was depicted in cat form and petitions and sacrifices were made to her for pest control and fertility. She too was a very popular goddess who was thought to embody the importance of cats in the early days of creation. An ancient Chinese myth relates that in the beginning of the world, the gods appointed cats to oversee the running of their new creation and, in order for communication to be clear, granted them the power of speech. Cats, however, were more interested in sleeping beneath the cherry trees and playing with the falling blossoms than with the mundane task of having to pay attention to the operation of the world. Three times the gods came to check on how well the cats were doing their job, and all the three times they left disappointed to find their overseers asleep or at play. On the gods' third visit, the cats explained that they had no interest in running the world and nominated humans for the position. The power of speech was then taken from the cats and given to humans. But since humans seemed incapable of understanding the words of the gods, cats remained entrusted with the important task of keeping time and thus maintaining order. It was thought that one could tell the time of day by looking into a cat's eyes, and that belief is still maintained to this day.
A Buddhist belief says a cat with a dark coat brings promises of gold, while light-colored cats bring silver. In Russia, Russian blue cats are considered lucky. Many cultures think that a polydactyl cat, one with extra toes, is a good luck charm, and it's said that early sailors who sojourned to America routinely brought many-toed cats with them to ensure safe travels.
Cats are mentioned in the two great literary epics of India, the Mahabharata and the Ramayana. In Mahabharata, a famous passage concerns the cat Lomasa and the mouse Palita, who help each other escape from death and discuss at length the nature of relationships, particularly those in which one of the parties is stronger or more powerful than the other. In the Ramayana, the god Indra disguises himself as a cat after seducing the beautiful maid Ahalya as a means to escape from her husband. As was the case everywhere else, the cats in India were found to be particularly useful in controlling the populations of less desirable creatures like mice, rats, and snakes, and so were honored in the homes, farms, and palaces throughout the land. The esteem in which cats were held is also evident in the Indian cat goddess Shast, who served much the same role as Bastet and was greatly revered.
That the cat was seen as more than just a method of pest control is substantiated by the reverence accorded to felines in the literature of India. The famous story of Puss in Boots, best known through the French version by Charles Perrault, is taken from a much older Indian folktale in the Panchatantra from the 5th century BCE. Though the character of the cat's master has a different personality in the older tale than the one in Perrault's story. As we have seen so far, cats have held very different approaches throughout various cultures. In fact, for most of it, they have remained mystical, but one thing we can all agree is that today they are welcomed in every household. They are considered as loyal as dogs, if not more. So, what exactly brings them on the list? While most cats were hunted down throughout Europe, and they suffered a high flux in America due to their belief that cats would keep them safe in the seas. Cats are today treated as pets. But if we love them so much, why own them like they are property? What if we can change our perspective and rather look at them as individuals, as companions instead of pets, and look at ourselves as parents rather than owners? Wouldn't that make a huge difference and make for a fresh change of pace?
Agree that cats probably don't belong on this list, but think once again. Do they? Isn't solving animal issues as important as trying to understand poaching and hunting? So we stop here for today. We will meet you again right here for another discussion on yet another animal. Till then, be safe, be wild, and we will see you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You will find us in your playlist every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 6 p.m. If you like Wilderness Lives, Legend of Fauna, please like, subscribe, and share with your friends and family. You can also visit our website www.thewildernesslife.com to know more about us. Or you can always follow our official Instagram and Facebook pages @wilderness_life. Or register to our Medium publication, The Wilderness Life.